Having so-called friends is great, until you're being jumped in your own place at 2 in the morning by the juice police. Just because the shops are closed doesn't mean this is the emergency that results in shadowy figures being stood in our kitchen. Of course, the break-ins don't stop when the sun comes up, but oh, god damn it. Forget speak of the devil, just so much as think of the devil and out he pops, sunshine in tow.
And that's when he started eating the book in protest. It was an old book! I'm surprised it didn't just disintegrate in his hands. Oh, you're here early, Bailey.
Thought I'd stop by and see my favorite Goyen.
It's too early for emotions.
You always think it's too early for anything.
And I'm usually right.
You keep telling yourself that, buddy.
So, any plans for today?
My roommate wants me to help with the shopping. Hanukkah's in a couple months, and she loves to be prepared in advance.
Ah, the fun stuff.
It's a full moon tonight, so...
Preparation. Right.
My moms are dropping by at some point. Apparently Amma J got a package from my Halmoni, so we're getting all kinds of cool stuff and food. I mean, I haven't seen it yet, but she always sends over so many colorful snacks and even fabric for me to make new clothes. You can hang around and find out if you want. Neither of my moms would mind.
You spend time with your moms. I'll take this call. Hey, Eden, are you feeling okay?
Good morning, pretty boy. Are you busy?
The least busy I may ever be.
Perfect.
Wait, Eden, what? She hung up on me. Again. Eden, what was that about?
Who's Eden? Is she your girlfriend?
Oh, hey, you're here early.
We were faster than expected. I hope that's okay.
Well, have fun with your mom, Salem. I'm headed back home now.
Yeah, of course. Hey, what's the rush, you two?
Safe travels, Bailey. Oh, and Micah as well.
Catch you later, Rue. See you around, Jay.
Well, they both seem to be in a hurry. Is everything all right?
Just the usual chaos around here, Mom.
Eden, there you are.
Hey, pretty boy. I was wondering when you turn up.
You didn't give me a location. You didn't even say you wanted to meet up. How was I meant to know you'd be on the roof of the convenience store again?
But you made it.
Made it around half the town, more like.
Oh, come on. Give me a smile. It couldn't have been that bad.
Was there something you wanted, Eden?
Yes. Well, no, technically. I believe I'm close to discovering the big company's secret. I just need some solid evidence.
And that's where I come in?
Exactly. I'm assuming you're not all good looks and charm.
Oh, that's rich. So, what great mystery do you believe you've uncovered?
Jumping straight to the point, Arvi.
That was the first time she'd turned to look at me. Smile brighter than the sky. It was genuine. Honest. Happy. I couldn't quite place it, but... something had changed. Maybe it was her eyes? The sadness behind them was smaller. More of a small child curled up in the corner of an empty room than an ever-growing shadow creature. Maybe it was the fact that a name was written on the work tag. Eden. Inked in cursive. Of course, she'd have fancy handwriting. What else was I expecting? Trust. She actually trusted me.
My eyes are up here, you know.
Your name tag.
What? Oh, you like it? I thought it was about time for a change.
The writing down the side says your name as well, right?
It does. You can read Mandarin?
Not in the slightest. Just a guess. Let's just say the dyslexia doesn't exactly make me the best student for languages. Charlie learned the hard way back when he was trying to teach us all simple Vietnamese phrases.
I can imagine. So, are you ready for the grand reveal?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Drumroll, please. I know who our boss is.
What? How'd you pull that one off?
A magician never reveals her secrets. I went snooping in the secret room again.
So you broke it.
Look, it's not breaking in if I work here. Just memorizing the workplace floor plan.
Wait, but you said you didn't have any evidence.
No, I said I didn't have any solid evidence. There's a difference. Come on, Micah. Aren't you even a little bit curious?
Do you hear that?
Someone's coming. Hide.
Where? We're on a roof.
Behind this wall. Move it.
If you're trying to hide, you're not very good at it.
We're sorry, sir. We don't mean to spy.
What are you doing?
What else was I meant to do? The gig's up!
It's quite all right, my dear. I believe my gig, as you so eloquently put it, is also up. Is it not, Eden?
What's he talking about?
Come, sit with me. I'm sure you know by now that I mean no harm.
Mateo? I shouldn't be surprised that you managed to find your way up here.
Well, I suppose you could say I know my way around.
How long do you think it'll take them to figure it out?
Give them a moment. Can't you see the cogs turning?
These two were like a combination made in hell. Forget having an angel on one shoulder, I've got two devils sitting on one of mine. Too much of this would be enough to drive anyone insane. Why did everyone know the secret but me? Was Mateo the one to figure it out? Eden said she didn't know for certain, so what's... Oh. Are you kidding me? What the fuck?
There it is. I hope you were timing that, my dear, because that's time and amusement we may never regain.
Did you bring the stuff like I asked?
Right here in my pocket. What parts would you like to see first?
Paper documents. Just like the ones we burned in the office, except these were well kept. Untouched and pristine. Floor plan to boot. Where did he keep all these? They weren't in the office, from what I remember. Something about it still felt off.
Wait, where's the basement? The entrance isn't even drawn in.
What basement?
That's what's off. There's a basement around here somewhere. I swear I saw the door once.
Perhaps it was a trick of the light. You see, we never had a basement. I should know, I designed the place.
So, boss, you gonna stop sneaking around in the shadows now that your secret's been exposed?
Well, I suppose I shall have to find a way to convince the both of you to stay quiet about it. A shame it had to end this way.
Are you gonna kill us?
What?
Because if you are, I'd rather you do it in an interesting way, so they end up on one of those unsolved mystery shows.
Why on earth would I kill you? Do you know how hard it is to find someone to fill the night shift? Oh, no, my dear. I was going to offer to buy you both a drink.
Oh.
No offense, boss, but I'm pretty sure the stuff you drink would kill a normal person.
The weird energy drink?
That drink is said to bring luck to anyone who drinks it, you know.
What kind of drink can control luck?
That one, apparently. And now, the weird British guy who sounds like he does deals with rats is my boss? I mean, I was going as far to assume the boss had died or something. Like we were being run by the spirit of capitalism. But no, it was the guy who bought weird energy drinks at strange hours. If he owned the place, why didn't he just take it? Or scan it himself?
Can't say I've met the guy, but at least that's one less question on your list, right?
Are you playing, Micah?
Yeah. Gotta say, when you were talking about cards, I was thinking more...
Tarot? Hardly the kind to play games with.
You've got me there.
So this man you're talking about, does he dress like an old film detective by any chance?
You think he's the same guy that ordered weird flowers from your shop?
Well, it's entirely likely. Can't say there are many people around here that act in such a fucking bizarre manner.
Mom!
It had to be said.
That sounds like him, all right.
I can't help but wonder what goes through his mind. He always looks like he's scheming something.
Maybe he's just lonely.
Maybe he is, Sal. But maybe he's mad.
Mad's one way to put it.
When buying energy drinks, make a show of not reading the name or label before drinking it. What's the worst that could go wrong? In this episode, you heard Luca Miller as Micah Oak, Teo Enshin as Salem Alice, Felix Pozorski as Bailey King, Angela Yee as Eden Lee, Kiki Ash as Rue Alice, and Kit Patterson as Mateo Smith. Mixed Bad Luck is written and produced by CryoMJ, with music composed by Sebastian Valenzuela and credits read by Kit Patterson. Thank you for listening.